So let us pray. God, you are the God who called us up out of the waters and called us to be your love. So may the Spirit that hovered over the waters of creation be with us in a way that we notice, because we know that we can go nowhere without your Spirit. May you speak to us and lead us in your love today. Amen. So this week marks the beginning of the second half of our journey through 1 John. So you might remember that this is the first letter written by the author of the Gospel of John to a community divided by false teachers who appear to be more aligned with the gospel of the evil one, or Rome, than the gospel of Christ. John has already reminded the community that we walk in God's light as children of God who abide in Christ in a way that looks unfamiliar to those who follow the evil one. Right before our passage today, John outlines how to test spirits for discernment, or how to determine, and specifically this discernment of false teachers. So how to determine when someone is a false teacher. So our passage is John defining how to define someone who is teaching in the name of Christ, but is just like so far from the gospel of Christ. So really, are they preaching in the name of Christ empowered by the Holy Spirit or the spirit of the evil one? And so he writes, "Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love." In the bit before this, John points out that the false prophets may claim they are Christian, but they don't really believe that Jesus came in the flesh. And thus, anything that we claim Jesus did during his ministry wasn't worthy of them imitating, because it was God doing it. Like, I can't do that. It's not worth trying. And now, the letter doesn't give us the full context of what these false prophets were teaching, but we can assume that it is counter to what John is teaching. Because if we're saying false prophets, then we at least know it's not what John's saying. And so I wonder if these false prophets were teaching that it didn't actually matter how we treated one another, how we embodied God's love communally, as long as we believed that Jesus saved us individually. Because we notice for John, God's love was revealed to us through God becoming human in the person of Jesus, walking upon the earth, living out his ministry of liberating love, being killed by the empire, and then being raised from the dead. And God's love is demonstrated through the sending of the Holy Spirit to us to then continue the work. We'll see when we get to John that the big theme throughout the Gospel of John is abide and go. It's not about a personal relationship with God. It's a personal relationship with God that transforms your relationships with everyone else. So the very same love that we see embodied in Jesus is the love that flows from God to us and then should flow from us to a neighbor in need. John is arguing that it is God's love within us that empowers us to be love for others. We love because he first loved us. This is the final tool that John gives us for discernment. When the empire was surrounding them, tearing down their temple, occupying their streets with militaristic forces, sweeping up people like that they didn't think belonged there, and imprisoning, relocating, or executing them. And Christians were led astray by false teaching on using fear to control and manipulate others for power. It is in that context that John says, "We love because he first loved us." And then he keeps going, because he's not saying that we love God or Jesus because God first loved us. Instead, he says, "Those who say, 'I love God,' and hate a brother or sister are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they haven't seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. This week I got a package of a couple sassier t-shirts to wear out in public. And the one that I wore yesterday said, "Love your neighbors means all of your neighbors." We've already heard from the Gospel of Luke, and we'll hear from the Gospel of John, that these siblings he's talking about are not just those you're related to or those you even like, but anyone who is beloved by God. And if we remember anything from Genesis 1, it's that God created all people. And on the day that he created humans, God said, "They're very good." This is a sweeping commendation against those who abandoned the way of Christ for the way of Rome, or the way of love for the way of fear. And it's simultaneously a word of comfort for those who remain. When we feel overwhelmed by the fear-based policies and evil in the world, we tap into the love of God that abides within us. This is why the second question that our new members answered today from our baptismal vows begins with, "Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you?" It is precisely God's love within us that empowers us to then go on to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves. You are beloved. God pours out God's love for you without abandon, and it is God's love that empowers us to be love for those whom we encounter. Since God is love and the Holy Spirit dwells within us, we are able to still believe that love can change the world. And God connects us to be God's liberating love in the world, so that we may never stop this dreaming of a better world and may never stop believing in the impossible. So let us pray. God, on most days when fear takes over, the impossible seems just that, impossible. Impossible for me to have that conversation with this person, impossible for me to even be in the same room, impossible for me to have a civilized conversation, impossible to heal the divides in our nation. So may your Spirit remind us to take that holy pause, that breath of life back into our lungs, and remember that it is your love that resides in us. Because on the days when it's hard for us to love someone, help it be that it is your love through us that's able to love them. Amen.